Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the April 25th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under item 3, changes in the meeting agenda, there is one. We have a replacement page, item N1, Schedule A4. Now, turning to number 4, our favorite part of the evening, every board meeting, is staff and student recognition. And I'd like to turn this over to our superintendent. Cheryl?
Good evening, everyone, and Mr. Connors is right. This is our favorite part of the evening. And I would like to begin by introducing our Director of Social Studies, K-12, Dr. Paul Gold.
Thank you. Good evening, Ms. Petisic, and to the Board of Education. I'll turn the mic on now.
Okay, better? Great, thank you. Each year, we take some time to recognize two hardworking students, one from Murphy and one from Gelinas Junior High Schools, that exceed our expectations and amaze us with their knowledge of all things geography. Michael Monez, an eighth grader in Ms. Barron's class at Murphy Junior High School, and Aiden Visconti, a seventh grader in Ms. Melnick's class at Gelinas Junior High School, have risen to the top in their respective schools' National Geography B, which we hold each winter for all 7th and 8th grade students. Questions increase in their rigor as we go from round 1 to round 2, and then the school winner is determined through questions similar in rigor to, for example, an English-based Creole language is spoken by roughly half of the people in which former British colony on the Gulf of Honduras? That's Belize. Or, which country is not due north of Libya? Afghanistan, Croatia, or Poland? That's Afghanistan, yes. Okay.
See what you did, Paul?
That was science.
Yes. We are so proud of our winners from Murphy and Gelinas. Their commitment to learning about geography and social studies is a source of pride for their teachers, their parents, and our entire Three Village community. We wish both Aiden and Michael continued success in all their classes, but most of all, hope they can continue to build an amazing knowledge base in geography and social studies and be example setters for their classmates now and in the future. So at this time, I would like to invite Michael from Murphy Junior High School. Michael, come on up. Ms. Barron, if you can join us. And Aiden, are you here? Okay, Aiden, come on up. Congratulations. Thank you.
That is a wonderful achievement, and we are very proud of you both. I would now like to introduce our chairperson of English at Murphy Junior High School, Ms. Kathy Duffy.
Good evening. Before I introduce you to three very talented young people, I'd like to tell you a little something about the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards, the award they won, and this why this achievement is so tremendous. Can you hear me? It's working, right? Okay. Since 1923, these awards have recognized students from across the country. By receiving a Scholastic Art and Writing Award National Medal, these students join a legacy of celebrated authors, including Sylvia Plath, Truman Capote, and Stephen King, to name but a few. Scholastic Art and Writing Award National Medalists represent less than 1% of submissions to the 2008 Scholastic Awards. Students from around the country submit works of art and writing like poetry, flash fiction, and short stories to be judged by professional and published authors. This year, nearly 350,000 works of art were submitted and writing. Nearly 20,000 of them received gold keys, the top honor at the regional level, a requirement to go on and compete at the national level. In 2018, only 3,300 of those 20,000 top regional pieces were awarded national medals. The three students I'm about to introduce worked diligently at their writing pieces, working long hours at home and in the writing center to perfect their works of art. I am pleased to introduce the Murphy Junior High School national winners of the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. When I call your name, when I call your name, please stand and come to the front. All right, the Board of Education and I would like to present you with a certificate for this amazing achievement. Okay, the first student I'd like to invite to the front won a silver medal for her poem, Words of Refuse. Congratulations, eighth grader Alana John. Congratulations, and I'm going to shake her hand. The second student I would like to invite to the front won a silver medal for her flash fiction piece titled Peach. Congratulations, eighth grader Claire Yang. Congratulations. Finally, I would like to introduce our gold medal winner, who will be presented with her gold medal on June 7th at the world-famous Carnegie Hall for her poem A Spectrum of Blue. Congratulations, ninth grader Shazadi Adina. Congratulations. Okay. We are so proud of all these students and all the hard work you did. We're very proud of you.
That is quite an impressive achievement. I would now like to introduce our assistant principal from Nassau-Keag Elementary School and also our pre-kindergarten liaison, Ms. Nancy Pickford.
Good evening, everyone. It is my honor tonight to honor Clara Rosenzweig. Clara is a Ward Melville High School student who has earned her Girl Scout Gold Award this year. For her project, which was entitled Play Me, I'm Yours, Clara secured and donated a beautiful piano to our pre-K program. She also facilitated the painting of this program by our adorable pre-K students. The piano is currently stationed in our pre-K wing at Nassiqueg Elementary, where the students are creating beautiful music every day. Not only did Clara meet the rigorous requirements that go along with the Girl Scout Gold Award, she did so with grace and integrity. It was my pleasure to work with Clara and her family throughout this process. Clara, I'd like to invite you to come up. Clara, I'd like to congratulate you for earning your Girl Scout Gold Award, and I'd like to thank you for choosing our pre-K program as the beneficiary of your project.
Our pre-K students were so delighted with the piano, they could not get enough of it, so thank you, Clara. Last, but certainly not least, I would like to introduce our assistant principal from Ward Melville High School, Mr. Kevin Finnerty, and our coordinating chair for ENL and Foreign Language, Ms. Carrie Galini.
It is an honor to be here tonight to present an award to a person who we all know very well, who has done so much for our students and district, and does not need a formal introduction. Each year, the Council of Administrators and Supervisors, CAS, recognizes a number of highly skilled school administrators from Nassau and Suffolk counties with an Administrator of the Year award. CAS represents over 1,400 administrators in 77 school districts across Long Island. On March 8th, Carrie Galini and I had the pleasure of presenting our own Mr. Vizzo with the Junior High School Principal of the Year Award. Mr. Vizzo was nominated for the following reasons. As the principal of Murphy Junior High School, Mr. Vizzo has built and cultivated a school culture full of care, warmth, kindness, compassion, respect, and most importantly, unity. This unity is not only shared amongst the staff, but also the students. Mr. Vizzo is a leader who is supportive of others, empowers others to achieve common goals, and is willing to unlock people's potential to help them become better. He is someone who isn't afraid to fail in the journey to create a school environment where children grow because they know they are safe and happy. Mr. Vizzo has created a vision for the future and is passionate about guiding his staff to make that vision a reality. He exemplifies the qualities of a leader in his ability to support others. He has worked relentlessly over the years to improve students' needs academically, socially, and emotionally. He has accomplished this by focusing on the quality of teacher instruction, encouragement, and providing opportunity for growth and achievement, and being a mentor to both students and staff. Mr. Vizzo is the key to the success of the students and staff at Murphy Junior High School. I believe I can speak on behalf of our entire district and community that our students and staff have greatly benefited from all of Mr. Vizzo's leadership qualities over the years. We have all learned so much and appreciate all of his guidance and wisdom. It is now a great privilege and honor to present this award to my fellow colleague, mentor, and friend, Vinny Vizzo.
If a picture paints a thousand words, truly tonight, by the the showing of both administrative staff, parents, and the staff of Murphy Junior High School. Vinny, you are an amazing individual and an outstanding educator. Thank you for all you do for our schools and for our students and our staff. We are so lucky to have you. I would now like to introduce Joseph and Maddie Mastriano, who would like to talk to us about their lemonade stand, which started off as a very small endeavor and has truly grown. So Maddie and Joseph, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity for allowing us to speak with you today. For those of you who don't know, my name is Maddie Mastriano, and I'm a senior at Ward Melville High School.
Hi, my name is Joseph Mastriano. I'm a ninth grader at Murphy Junior High School. Almost 6 years ago, we co-created the Three Village Kids Lemonade Stand.
When I finished sixth grade and Joseph finished third grade at Nassau, we started a little lemonade stand in front of our house to raise money for the Stony Brook Children's Hospital. Every year since, this event has grown and is now known as the Three Village Kids Lemonade Stand, a name we both felt is appropriate because the event is really run by our students. This annual community summer tradition to date has raised more than $36,000 for the Stony Brook Children's Hospital and provides community service hours to all students in grades K through 12 in our district. Joseph and I believe strongly that if you could start giving back to community at a young age, you will continue to do so for the rest of your life. We think this is important for students of all ages to work together, to learn from each other, and to see how together we can truly turn lemons into lemonades and make a difference.
We are speaking to you today because we are hoping for your guidance, suggestions, and support in getting the word out. Last year, we held the event at Murphy, and we had 152 student volunteers from kindergarten through 12th grade. Together at this one event, we were able to raise $20,000 for the Children's Hospital. Over the years, we are proud to say that we have been able to provide more than 400 students in the Three Village schools with the opportunity to earn more than 4,500 hours of community service.
This year we have a new change we are excited about. We are inviting all schools to participate in the district-wide competition. We are asking and hoping that all schools in the Three Village participate to compete against each other to see who can raise the most money and to win a title called the Lemon Heads, and it'll be a trophy to display in their school. We are also having some success in our efforts of trying to create a viral awareness effort, which is called the Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy Challenge, where you eat a lemon, post it, tag us on Instagram, and challenge someone else to do it. So far to date, Murphy Principal Mr. Vizzo, Assistant Principal Mr. Rufa, and their entire guidance department have joined in. Plus, at Ward Melville High School, Dr. Baum has also participated. We know other schools and students are catching wind of this, and it's really gaining a lot of attention, a lot of views, and it's helping spread the word about our lemonade stand.
Part of our goal this year is to start the fundraiser efforts earlier. Last year, we started late because Maddie was out of school sick for almost 3 months. Once we received the permission from the district and the Children's Hospital in late May, early June, it was full steam ahead. We needed to get planning sooner so we can try to get more excitement and support while students and teachers are still actively in school and not trying to think too much about their summer vacations. Last summer, the event was held at Murphy and will be there again this summer on August 8th, 2018.
Over the years, the funding raised by the lemonade stand has helped to support the new Children's Hospital Pavilion programs and services. Stony Brook Children's Hospital in Suffolk County is Suffolk County's only children's hospital, serving over 400,000 pediatric patients in Suffolk County. This year, all funds will help to support the Child Life program at the hospital. The Child Life program at Stony Brook Children's Hospital helps to reduce the stress that pediatric patients and their families may experience while faced with illness, medical procedures, and unfamiliar surroundings. The Child Life program offers
information on how we got started, pictures of the past events, and how to get involved, plus to see some of the videos of the Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy Challenge participants, please see the website Maddie and I created. It's www.3villagekidslemonadestand.com. If students don't wish to fundraise, there are other ways they can help. We need volunteers before the event. We need help distributing flyers. We need donations of supplies to run the event. This year we are having a basket raffle also, and we will be in need of baskets. Plus, we need people to work and run the actual event.
Maddie and Joseph, thank you so much. You definitely have our school community's support, and I want to really commend the two of you. This is an exemplary example of altruism and community service. You really set the bar very high for all of us. Thank you. And I'd now like to reintroduce Ms. Carrie Galini, who is our ENL coordinating chair and foreign language chair.
Good evening. Each year, our ENL department hosts a community outreach event, Dinner Around the World. Our ENL families prepare authentic dishes to share in celebration of their cultures. This year, I solicited the help of one of our ELs to create a video to share with the families. Ava Resnick arrived to Jelena Junior High School from Russia in 2015. 3 years later, not only has she exited the ENL program, but this year, just recently, has been accepted to Ward Melville's National Honor Society. The official letter didn't go out. She's just finding out. So. It is my pleasure to share with you the video that she has created as a community service project, which highlights the nature of our program and showcases her talent.
Thank you, Mrs. Daughters.
Thank you, Mr. Russell.
Thanks to all the teachers as well as the teachers that helped me.
Thank you, Mr. Daughters.
I want to thank my teachers, Ms. Melissa, Ms. Gina, and Ms. Jackie for always being supportive.
Thank you for everything.
Sing your songs underneath the sun. Let's rejoice in the world. Forgetting. And together at the end of the day, we all say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back.
No matter where we came from, we are together because one reason. And for one goal is to learn English and try to success this new life that we have.
We want to give a special thank you to our administrators for supporting our program.
We are graduating this year.
Thank you, Mrs. Cassiano, Mr. Wislow, and Dr. Baum.
A special thank you to the person who made sure we had what we needed to be successful. Thank you, Mrs. Pettisage.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes.
As the E&L chairperson, I just want to thank everyone here personally for all the support that you give to the program.
Eva, thank you for that beautiful video. And also, I had the opportunity to attend the Spring Into Art technology show this weekend, and I saw some of your artwork. It was truly outstanding. So you are extraordinarily talented. Thank you. As we know, many of our students get up very, very early, and so do our staff. So if you would like to depart at this point, we will certainly not be insulted in any way, and we will give you an opportunity to do so. Congratulations to all of our students and staff. We could not be more proud.
Okay, I'd like to turn to item 5, the minutes of the March 28th meeting of the Board of Education. I might have a motion to approve those minutes, please.
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Turning to 6, reports, our student representative report.
Hi. I know that Maddie and Joseph, can you hear me? I know that Maddie and Joseph left, but I just wanted to talk about their initiative. It's been pretty incredible, the response from the whole community. The Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy Challenge has really gone viral within our community, and it's been just incredible to see the amount of support from not only Ward Melville, but all of the other schools. So we have like all the elementary schools involved and all the middle schools, and even faculty and staff have been a part of it. And it's just been truly a blessing just to see how kids can make a difference and they could really show their support through the community. And I'm a close friend of Maddie's, and she is just so humbled to have just this support from everyone. And it's crazy. You see people around the school just like carrying around lemons, and then you see them like just shove one in their mouth, or you see like teachers do it, and it's just insane to see all of students and faculty and your teachers just like participate in this one challenge. And it was initiated by kids, so it's just so amazing to watch. And then also some stuff that's been going on in the school. We had recently at the high school Zumba for Autism, and then also we have the WMAs, which is those nominations are for senior superlatives, and we've been having that go on in the commons at Ward Melville High School, and it's basically like best dimples and like those typical things have been going on. So we're just trying to pinpoint the top for each category. So that's what's been going on.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Scanlon, if you could introduce the thank you. Okay. If you could introduce the next presentation.
To work. There we go. It's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Gold again. He's doing a presentation on the K-12 social studies updates in progress.
So thank you again for the opportunity to speak tonight. Thank you to the Central Office and to the Board of Education. As you could see, some teachers stayed behind. They're with me. So, and before we even start, I want to thank you all for being here and being a part of an amazing team. Well, in fairness, I did have to bribe them with dinner, so yes. Like Mr. Scanlon says, and I agree, the reason why I could do my job is because I surround myself with people that are much smarter than me, and that's what I have here. And while they all couldn't be here tonight, I want to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy lives and leaving your families and coming here and joining us today. We don't often get to talk about social studies in a board presentation, so I wanted to make the most of it in the shortest amount of time possible. So, tonight I wanted to take a look at and offer to all of you the goals that we went over in 2015 when I last had the opportunity to present to you, talk about where we are tonight and in the past couple of years, and where we are going over the next few years, as long as you all approve. So I wanted to start off first with curriculum and assessment, and I want to break it out into two different areas. I want to talk first about the elementary a little bit and then about the secondary. First off, I want to talk about the ideas of alignment of curriculum. The last time we spoke, we had had some pretty important conversation about the curriculum that we follow, the state curriculums, and how we take the state curriculum as educators in Three Village and move it from year to year with a similar skill sets and a common curriculum, so that all students, when they leave school at the end of June each year, are walking out of their classes, whether it's in kindergarten or all the way up through 11th and 12th grade, with similar skills and content understandings. This is an initiative we've had in particular on the elementary level of late, and also in the middle school. We're focusing on articulation between teachers on all the grade levels. We're focusing on current practices in classroom instruction and engaging social studies lessons that are relevant and practical for kids. We don't want social studies of old to be the next generation of social studies. We want to engage kids. We want to motivate them. We want to take them to a point where it's not a lot of memorization. We understand the need for content, but we want to make it fun. We want to make it geographic-based. We want to make it civic-minded. We want kids to understand economics, particularly on the K through 6 level. Now, while all the teachers that are here today are secondary teachers, I'm never embarrassed to say, and in fact, I'm proud to say, that the work we all get to do has a foundation in our elementary schools. It's our elementary school teachers that start us off and make a huge difference in the lives of our students when it comes to social studies. And the reason we get to do the good work we do is because they walk into Murphy and Gelinas with skills that bring them to a whole different level. So even though they're not here tonight, it's important to recognize elementary social studies and the hard work of our elementary school teachers as well. They're focusing on geography, they're focusing on civics, they're focusing on economics. They're combining skills and content to provide a baseline for greater depth into the social studies instruction when the kids get to the secondary level. We're using common assessment languages starting in the elementary schools and the integration of literacy into the social studies for a K-12 experience that allows all students to be college and career ready. So terms that teachers are starting to use more and more in the intermediate level for 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade and then into the secondary schools are things like persuasive and nonfiction writing, historical research, historic and geographic circumstances, purpose, context, point of view, change over time, compare and contrast. These are skills, these are understandings that we want all students in Three Village to be familiar with because it brings about that idea of thinking in social studies and literacy and English and all of the subject areas. I always find that social studies provides the body of the insect and all the other disciplines are the legs. Social studies provides the opportunity for an amazing foundation. And when you allow kids the opportunity to think in the social studies, it serves them well as the years go on and prepares them even more for college and their careers. One of the places that areas of focus that I'm most proud of is professional development. We continue over the years to have a staff that grow and develop professionally. We're a department that really does an amazing job of not sitting back and not growing. We're constantly doing professional development. So for example, at elementary school, the grade level meetings focus on curricular shifts and how we take a prescribed curriculum and make it work for Three Village students. Less content and breadth versus depth. So for example, the sixth grade curriculum starts all the way with Neolithic Revolution and is supposed to go all the way to 1450. I would be disappointed if a sixth grade teacher got all the way to 1450. Now, granted, that's what the curriculum from New York State says, but it's a terrible way to brush over so much content. I would rather teachers focused on less content and got more into the depths of skills and understandings so that when the kids go into seventh grade, they're all prepared for what our seventh grade Murphy and Gelinas teachers have for American history. It's content, but it's also skill-based, and that's important. Our teachers are using technology K through 12. They're diving into Google Classroom en masse. Teachers on the grade levels are sharing what they're doing in social studies instruction, great ideas, and great materials. For our secondary teachers, we do still do outside professional development. So for example, our teachers need every few years to be college AP certified so they could teach the AP courses. We have no choice to that end but to go outside to somebody who's licensed to recertify us. But what we're doing differently more and more every year is we're making it more of an in-house professional development. Our teachers aren't sitting back and waiting for the next big PD day from some outside organization. Our teachers in social studies are taking initiative. And many of them are right behind you. Behind us are teachers, but they're also leaders. They guide their colleagues towards the best and most current practice. We have state presenters in the audience tonight in social studies. We have national presenters. We have people applying for other national presentations. We have the best of what social studies has to offer right here in Three Village. And I could say that and be so proud of it. It's an amazing accomplishment to have such wonderful professionals. We have national winners, award winners, and we have teachers that are even selected to be AP raters, so rating and grading college AP exams. So we're doing great things. As far as resources, we're focusing a lot on some instructional shifts. We are moving so far away from the concept of the traditional textbook because we find more and more that kids today are not interested as much in sitting down and reading textbooks. So we are looking for all new kinds of resources on the elementary level, the Instructional Technology Office, and Karen Welsh Pallera and her staff are working with our teachers to do great things in elementary school, social studies. We have a several-year initiative that I'm working out with Mr. Scanlon, having to do with making sure that every elementary classroom is equipped with a globe that doesn't have the USSR on it, right? And maps, right? All up-to-date kind of stuff. Because we want the kids to have a geographic, a civic awareness, okay? We want to give them things like Time for Kids, Scholastic, Studies Weekly, so that they have the civic-mindedness, just like we heard from Joseph and Maddie, who clearly have that kind of thing together. We want that for all our kids, and we want to give them the tools that they need to be able to say, I can make a difference in this world, and it's because I've been well prepared in my social studies classes, whether I'm in kindergarten or I'm in 12th grade. On the secondary level, we're looking to move away from textbooks, particularly in grades 7 through 11. We're moving towards the Google Chromebooks. We're moving towards the classroom. The Google Classroom, and our teachers are working diligently to create class assignments, research, and homework that are online for the kids. And it's very important that we do this, and I assure you that Mr. Scanlon will never get a purchase order from me from grade 7 through 11 again that is for a Regents level textbook, because we don't need that. That's our resource. Our greatest resource in the social studies classroom is right here. So the books are just secondary, right? We're self-developing materials, and teachers are using all sorts of creative ways to work with each other and to create things and share amongst Murphy and Jelinas junior highs and the 10th and 11th grade. And finally, the last thing that we're doing is we're making sure that for the new Regents exams for global history and U.S. history, we're working collaboratively to have those instructional shifts take place so that we can have and make sure that all students continue to do as well as we've been doing over the past few years on the exams. So if you look over at the slide, you'll see that our percentage of passing for the global and the U.S. are wonderful. But what's more important, and I hope that we all understand this, we don't teach to tests. We teach kids. And it's important to know that our success and our results on the exam isn't because we're teaching for an exam. It's because we're getting kids into good habits of social studies education. And the evidence of that is in the mastery piece. Our mastery levels are also outstanding because we're going well above and beyond what's expected from the New York State Regents exams. We're getting kids prepared for the future. The last slide I have here talks and shows a, although it's small and I apologize for that, a several years into the future of global history exams. This June we're starting with a new transition exam in global history grade 10 that focuses on 1 year of testing, just 1 year of the content, 10th grade. It's no longer a two-year test. And at some point, I would like to speak to everybody about how long we're going to have this transition exam for, but it would be great if we can do it for a few years because the new framework exam is coming out in a few years. I'd rather not, my recommendation is let's not be the first to jump in that pool of a new Regents exam. Let's let the State Education Department work out the kinks of the exam. Let's go with a transition test for a few administrations. And then perhaps in June of 2020 should be the first administration of the new framework exam so that we start with a whole new cohort, which is our current eighth graders and every group thereafter. So our current 10th grade group and our current 9th grade group will take the transition test, and then our current 8th grade cohort would take the new framework global. And then we anticipate in June of 2021 the new U.S. history exam, framework exam, will kind of move right into place with that same 8th grade group. That's what I have. So I have, I guess, time for questions or anything.
Yeah. Any questions, comments?
Excellent job.
Yes. Excellent job, Paul. Thank you. Good.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that I see the difference in the way that now that we have somebody to really sort of pull everything together and get into the weeds about this stuff, I see the difference. And it's probably not an accident that our scores have increased in the time period that you've been watching this closely. And so, you know, kudos to you and to all the staff. And I appreciate your perspective that the social studies curriculum provides almost like the broad context into which all the other disciplines provide some detail, but this provides the broad framework of understanding the world around us and the way that our social studies teachers, I've seen just as a parent, I hear how my kids are coming home and talking about the story, you know, really the story of history and trying to understand why did this happen? What would have happened if this had happened instead? And, you know, obviously that's coming out of the classroom. But I mean, at least the kids that I've talked to are really engaged, and it's a very exciting time for social studies in our district, and I appreciate everything you've done to help that.
Thank you. Just in response, a few years ago when we did this last Ms. Gish, you had spoken, we had had a conversation about skills versus content. And I've never forgotten that conversation. It's been an important one to me because it made me think about another perspective of how we view our social studies education. And while skills are so important, I've seen time and again in so many different ways how content plays such an important part, and we can't ignore some of those important content pieces that kids in other places just don't have a grasp of. And so thank you for that. It was a great perspective for me, and thank you also. Anything else?
Good. Yeah, Paul, I would just like to thank you for your outstanding leadership and to all of our teachers for your exceptional instructional skills and what you do for our students. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you again, Paul. Item 7, items for board discussion. Are there items we'd like to bring to board at this point? Okay, seeing none. Items for board action, D, approved change order number 1, JP Daly and Sons Incorporated.
This is for work we're doing at Ward Mobile High School, part of the Career Guidance Office, which is a multi-phase project, and we're doing it this way so we get the building aid on it instead of just doing it through budgetary allocation.
Okay, may I have a motion on that, please? Okay. Jonathan, Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. E, the appointment of a fiscal advisor for
2018-19.
Go ahead.
The fiscal advisor does the work on our borrowings, such as our tax anticipation note. They do the advertising, the collection of all the bids, the analysis, and the all the required filings with the IRS and SEC.
Motion was made by Mr. Cornwright, seconded by Dr. Kerman. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. turning to F, the approval of a contract with outside service provider for special education tutoring services. Jeff, anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is for a, as recommended by the Committee on Special Education, to provide tutoring services to one of our students.
Okay, Mr. Cornwright, second Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to G, the approval of amendment to special education tuition contract.
This is for a private school tuition contract to add a student.
Can we have a motion on that? Mr. Cornwright, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, the approval of extension of contract with outside service provider for special education services.
This is the first round of the approvals for our consultant services contracts for various services for the 2018-19 school year.
May I have a motion on that, please? Angelique, second. Ms. Plavenka, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I, the approval of an amendment to contract with outside service provider for special education services.
This is to amend an existing contract to add some additional services.
Okay, may I have a motion on that, please? Ms. Regolia, second. Ms. Bovenka, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to J, the approval of health and welfare service contract.
This contract is with the Syosset School District to provide health services to Three Village resident students that attend a private school located in the Syosset School District.
Okay, may I have a motion on that? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K, the acceptance of donations.
We have two donations. The first is a check in the amount of $1,050 from the Minnesota PTA to fund arts and education programs. And the other is a check in the amount of $4,000 from the Society for Science and the Public and Regeneron in recognition of our two scholars in the Regeneron Science Talent Search 2018.
Okay, Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to L, declaration of surplus equipment.
We have some assorted office equipment that is unusable, and a whole list of some unusable computer equipment.
May I have a motion? Mr. Cornwright, second. Dr. Kerman, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to M, the declaration of surplus textbooks.
These are textbooks that are outdated and of no more use to us.
Okay, may Mr. Cornwright, second. Ms. Regolia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to personnel matters and one instructional. May motion on that, please. Ms. Regolia, second. Mr. Cornwright, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention, motion passes. Gary, anything?
Nothing unusual, but I would like to acknowledge. I think some folks are here that we've just awarded tenure to, so I would like to congratulate them. If you bear with me, I don't think everybody is here, but I would like to announce some names. And if I mention your name, if you'd like to stand, you should certainly be proud. So first is Jamie Bilek. Congratulations, Jamie. Next is Tammy Catalfamo. Next is Craig Chapman. Next is Jason Chapman. We have Nicole Ferrangi. We have Katia Napolitano. We have Stacy Russo. Oh, I know is here. I did see her, right? Yes, okay. She didn't want to stay for this. That's okay. Next is Harry Savage. We have Christine Scheifel. We have Caitlin Donahue. Last but certainly not least, our administrative tenure appointments. We have Patty Four. Patty here? Patty's not here. We have Marilyn Heydrich. Marilyn is here. Congratulations. We have Tanya Horowitz. Congratulations. Dawn Mason. And last but certainly not least, Jonathan Rufa. Congratulations, everyone. You will be getting a formal invite to our tenure reception in June, but we congratulate you now.
Wonderful. Congratulations to you all. Turning to personnel matters and to non-instructional, may I have a motion on that, please? To Mr. Kornreich, second Mrs. Gish. All in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Gary? Nothing unusual with that. Okay. Turning to O, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Turning to P, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please?
So
moved. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, all in favor, opposed, abstention, motion passes. Turning to item 9, informational items are of interest. Are there any informational items that need to be presented this evening? Seeing none, I'd like to turn now to public participation. This can be up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Yes.
Thank you. I'll be very quick. I've been wanting to speak to the board about this for quite some time, but never took the opportunity. I'm going to take my principal hat off and put my mommy hat on for a minute. In case you're not aware, my son Nate is over at Nassacaag in the pre-K program. I'm in Connectquot School District and made the decision to bring Nate here back in September when he didn't make the Connectquot lottery. 1 week into school, I received the phone call from Connectquot that a space was available for him. And the 5 days that he spent at Nassacaag, there was no going back to Connectquot in just 5 days. This morning, well, really last night, Nate was sick. I usually drop him off at Nassacaag, and then my husband gets him later in the day. Nate was literally grabbing onto my leg this morning, crying because he didn't want me to leave him home because he wanted to see Miss Panassi today. Every night at dinner, we play a truth or a lie in my house, and I tell them silly things about my day. About 2 weeks ago, Nate's truth or lie was, "Mommy, I punched Bobby today." So my daughter, husband, and I all at the same time said, "That's a lie." And he's like, "No, I punched him right in the stomach." I'm like, "Nate, is that the truth?" And he said, "Yeah, but it wasn't bleeding, so he wasn't bleeding, he was okay." And of course, the principal and me completely and totally panicked. So the very next day, I called Miss Panassi to have a conversation about it. I was really concerned that he was using his hands. And the first thing she said to me was, "Catherine, you have to calm down. It's developmentally appropriate. He's still learning." And that has stayed with me because our pre-K program, just like all of our buildings, K through 12, are developmentally appropriate. What he has learned there in the arts with the piano and music, all of his letters, his letter sounds, but most importantly to me, that he loves going to school every day and he has a teacher that creates the optimal learning environment where he feels safe and cared for and safe to take risks with his learning and apparently punch other students. But we're over that hurdle. So while Nancy was here tonight, I just wanted to take a moment publicly to say thank you for all you do for our pre-K babies. Please know that you don't go unrecognized, and I'm so happy he's with you each day. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? I'd like to hear more comments like that, to tell you that. Anyone else? Do you have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish. Good evening, everyone.